As Klaus Berndt analyzed on his blog the question of how ugliness came into culture and what it stood for according to the various periods of literature, the book Amalia's Tale, which is a true story, by David I. Kurtzer, came into my mind. The main character in the book is Amalia Pagnacavalli from Vergato, a village in the hills near Bologna, Italy. Her tragedy happens towards the end of the 19th century. Amalia is an illiterate peasant woman who becomes a wet nurse of an abandoned infant from the foundling home in Bologna. Taking in those children is an old tradition in the mountain communities and gives them a little bit of money. In that period, it was not allowed to women out of wedlock to raise children. Unfortunately, however, Amalia catches syphilis from the baby Paola, who dies soon. Not only does the infant die, but she loses also her own daughter, and her husband also gets it, and they suffer from it for years and years. Within short, many other wet nurses or family members are mottled and end in the same way. Despite this tragedy, Amalia fights for about 10 years against the foundling home, the medical, aristocratic and political establishment for her rights. The foundling home does not accept the early signs such as blindness and spinal deformity. With the help of a young, ambitious and greedy lawyer, Barbieri, who in the end wins the case and becomes rich, whereas Amalia remains poor and destroyed by all her losses. On page 141 in the book, I read also about the emblematic case in Genoa in which a vet nurse is informed by her rural town doctor that she has syphilitic a sore on her breast and to give the baby back, but the foundling home doctor insists that the baby is healthy and sends it to another vet nurse, Domenica, who then also contracts the illness and dies, leaving behind a husband and 10 children. On page 143, the author writes that the foundling homes had for centuries been places where they experimented on artificial feeding on newborns, especially on those babies suspected to have syphilis. It seems that there were strong oppositions against this practice, not only because consigning the newborn to animal milk was widely regarded as a death sentence, but also because of popular beliefs that those babies who did survive acquired the traits of the animal whose milk had nourished them. Okay, these were other times. So I have two questions. Who or what is ugly according to you? A newborn baby with syphilis or a lawyer who manages the money due to the victim in a way that he becomes wealthy, whereas the victim herself remains poor? Or the second question, with whom is ugliness if, like also in the case of Amalia, Domenica and many others, doctors try to hide the truth and without much hesitation, sacrifice other people's lives. Thank you.